And maybe finish, probably not, Perek Tezvav, which is an incredible perek, and it really should be required learning for anybody who's going to look into any sefer that it deals at all with concepts in Chassidus, because he explains the most down-to-earth explanation that you find in his works of the 10 spheres. So it's 7 pages, and it's really cool. Lavin Mashla Melitza. Let's try understanding the way of a parable, or in Melitza is almost like poetry. Divrei Chachamim v'chidaisam, the words of our sages and their riddles. Be'inyan ha-sfiris, about the 10 spheres. Medazayz ba'aretz, it's known throughout the world. Mepi kedosh elyon nishmas an Eden, from the mouths of the holy ones whose neshamas dwell in Gan Eden. Likariv k'tzas el ha-seichel, to bring a little bit closer to one's intellect, the concept of ma'ay d'chsiv, the pasuk that says umibsari echzer l'kai. This is a pasuk that he quotes a lot in the Kutei Torah, and has brought many sifri chassidus, that from one's he doesn't bring the source here, from one's own, where is the pasuk? Eve. That from analyzing one's own, the way their body, the way their goof, the way their own machine functions, you get a glimpse into godliness. So what does that mean? Shakavonahi, that the intent is lahavin ktsas elikusa yizbarach, that we get to understand a wee bit the concept of godliness, min nefesh hamaluveshes bibasar adam, by analyzing the soul that is contained within the flesh of a person. Yalpi ma'am chazal, a pasuk baruch nafshi es Hashem, the Gemara tells us as follows. David the Melech says, baruch nafshi es Hashem. So the Gemara says that David the Melech makes an analogy between the Nesham and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu memales kol ha'olam, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffuses the entire world. Af HaNesham memales ha'guf, the Gemara says, so too the Nesham fills the body. So you see that he says we're not coming up with this idea ourselves. This is already a chazal that compares the neshama's relationship to the body is akin to the Rabbeinu Shalom's relationship to the world. What's more, you also have to add into the mix here the Zohar Kodesh, bring it from a Sefer HaBoyer, which is maybe an earlier source, that on Vayipach Baap of Nishmas Chaim, it says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu blew into Adam a neshama. So the Zohar says, "Man de nafach mitoche nafach," that one who blows deep from within themselves. What's the chilek here? There's a major chilek that, again, throughout the Baal Tanya Svarim, he's omitted on this distinction between Bidvar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, the rest of creation that's created with words, and the distinction between the neshama, which is a nafach, it's a neficha, it comes from within HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaviyochel, that it's part of himself. And he obviously draws major distinction upon distinction, the differences between what it means to be designed by Dibur versus the neshama that remains connected because it was this act of blowing. Whatever that means, again, he keeps on using the term kaviyochel. Ve'afila nefesh da'asiyah, even when we're talking about the lowest component of the lowest beings, he ba mezivig zuchra v'nukva, comes from mating of a male and a female, da'asiya, va'amechin shalahem, and there, we're going to get into later, he's going to talk about, he breaks down the 10 spheres into 7 midos and 3 meichin. We'll get into that later. So he breaks it down here just as an introduction. Va'amechin shalahem shem chinas chaya u'neshama d'zocha v'nukva she'enem achurayim d'keilim d'zocha v'nukva d'atzilus. Lest anybody think that they're going to have some understanding of what he's saying, he tells you right away that you're a bumbling idiot and you're not going to have any idea what I'm talking about. Shema the Kus Mamish, that in the world of Atzilus, they are inseparable from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebetoicham, in those very Meichin of Atzilus, Meir Ein Soif Baruch Hu, Hamalovish Veganus Bechachma Atzilus. He discussed this in an earlier parakim, that in Chachma of Atzilus, there is literally the Ein Soif that is concealed in Chachma of Atzilus. And the distinction between that and anything else is that in Atzilus, Iyu v'garmoy chad b'Atzilus, that in Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Midas are inseparable. But the point of it here is, he wants to tell you how far the comparison is between humans and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even using the Moshel, v'alkein gam b'nishmas ha'odah meir erin tzoy Baruch Hu meluvish v'gonuz b'orah chachma sheba. If you're going to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew the neshama into the person, so even in the neshama of the person, in the neshama, there has to be Ein Ein Sof Baruch Hu, and it is contained and concealed in the Ein HaChachma of the neshama. L'hachis is Adam, to sustain the person. U'memena yuchal Adam loving k'tzas b'svidus halyenis. Here, by comparing, therefore, man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you get a small glimpse into how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is malbish himself in the spheres above. Shekulan me'iris b'nishmasi akluda man, because all of them have to be present in the neshama of a person that contains also all of the components of all these midas. And this is one of the unique moments in Tanya, where he quotes his Rebbe, the great Magid. I don't remember anywhere else where he quotes the Magid. Ach tzorich lahakdim. But I first have, before we begin this conversation, I first must tell you a very critical fundamental introduction. And that is Ma'asha Shemati b'mayri Olav HaSholem. Interestingly, he uses here Olav HaSholem, not Nishmasa Eden, like he uses in the other times when he talks about in Likud Torah and other places, it's Nishmas Eden. Here he writes Olav HaSholem. I'm sure the later Rebbes had several volumes that they wrote explaining why he changed his terminology here. Al Pasuk V'Anoichi Ofer V'Efer. Avraham Avinu says, and I am but dust and ashes. Right? Sha'am Avraham Avinu Olav HaSholem. What did he say this about? Avraham Avinu said this, Al Ha'oris Nishmosai Hame'ir B'Gufai. Avraham Avinu said this taka about the illumination of his neshama that gives the koyach, that's Me'ira, that illuminates B'Gufai, Me'or Chesed Elyon. From Avraham Avinu is talking about his own personality, right? So we know that Avraham's personality was Midas HaChesed, right? That was his strength. He was the pillar of Chesed. Now, lest one think, or lest someone make the error in Avraham Avinu that his chesed was somehow reflective of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Avraham Avinu is coming to bavarn that. He's coming to call our attention to, don't be deceived to thinking that my chesed is anything like the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how is he explaining this?
That's what the dust and ashes.
That's what Avraham Avinu is coming to tell us. How do you explain that with dust and ashes? V'hi midosai midas ahava rabba. We know that Avraham Avinu's main attribute was this attribute of ahava rabba. Shaya oyevis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next page, 242. He loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ahava Gedoyla V'Elyona Kol Kach. His love for the Rebbeinu Shlom was so incredibly intense. Ad Shenasa Merkava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He became a literal Merkava. What's a Merkava? A Merkava is a chariot, which means that it is so butle mevutl to the one who controls it. It's like a driver in a car. But this is before they had self-driving cars, right? So we can't even use that mashal anymore, because now we have cars that drive themselves. But once upon a time, before they had cars that drove themselves, the car didn't have a das of its own, other than Herbie. So the driver had to drive it. So Vesal Gedai Techemina, unbelievable pshat here in the pasuk, says the great Maggid. I might think Shebchinas Chesed V'Ahava Shelemayla B'Sfiras Al Yoynes. I might think that the chesed and the love that exists in the spheres above, referring to the spheres that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, who may ain visug, it is similar, and it's categorically the same mehus, in essence, of Midas Haver Abba Shal Avraham Avinu Alav HaSholem. One might argue that, wow, I see this extreme level of Ahava that Avraham Avinu has, to the degree that he became a Merkava, that must be the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's wrong. You know, nothing doing. Nothing doing. He says, you might think that it's similar. Rakshi gedoylo v'niflo mimenu. It's greater, it's more intense. Lamai lamaila, then ketz v'taklis. Kinoidim amidus el yoynis. As we know about the midas above. She'en lem ketz seif v'taklis mitzad atzmam. They're infinite. Kiyorin Zev Baruch Hu Meir Melovish B'Toyich HaMamish, because when we're dealing with the spheres above, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally illuminates and is embodied within them. V'yeh V'gamo Echad, as we said in Atzilus, he and his midas are inseparable. Masha'enkein, B'nishmas Adam, we all know that within the soul of a person, HaMelovish B'Chaymah, whose the soul is always in the human existence, it's always contained in a body. Sheyesh l'midas ketz gvul, that there are limits. So one might argue, this is all the Maggid speaking, I still might think I might think that it's similar to the midas above. For this reason, says Avraham Avinu, I am but ashes and dust. What's the comparison? How does that help anyway? Is a mazbraza. The kimoi shaha efer. Let's take a look at ashes. What's ashes? Hu mahusa v'atzmuse shala eitz. If you analyze ashes, really ashes contains the very essence of the wood. Notice then, how come it doesn't look like a table? It is the essence of the burnt wood. But the distinction is that the wood as it existed in the pre-ashes stage, the wood, when it was still a desk, had three other dimensions about it. It had air, it had water, and it had ish, ruach, mayim, and fire. And ashes. Okay? What happens is, v'gimel yisaydis, esh, mayim, ruach, the three components of fire, water, and air, chalfa v'hochalahem, when somebody set the desk on fire, they said goodbye. V'kolu ba'oshad hamishava mehavakosim, kinoida, as everybody knows, smoke that goes out from fire contains water, air, and fire. So those three components departed from the piece of wood. And what you're left with is only the essential quality of the wood itself, and that appears in the form of ashes. You say the Dalit Shahi Beitz, the fourth component that existed in the wood, Shehu Ha'ofar Shabai, which was the dirt, the earth in it, hayyoded lamata, vein eshaletes by that the fire has no shlit over, it has no dominion over. Who on nishakayim? That's the thing that's left. Who are efer? That's what dust is. That's what ashes is. Okay. Vinikol mosa eitzim amashe v'chumre v'tzurosay. He says, let's analyze the ashes compared to a piece of wood, right? The entire essence of the wood. Its tzur, its shape, ba'irach, v'reichem, va'ivi, and its thickness, and its length, and its quality. Shoyin nira le'ayin kodem shenisrif. When you looked at it before it was burnt, is ikari ha'yim esayda ofer. No question that the main component of it was still earth. It's a very dense object. Rak, only, she'esh, mayim, ruach, kululim, when the other three components were mixed in, Because dirt is the most dense of all them. It has all those components on some level, right? That's not the case in fire, in wind, and even in water. You can't compare them in shape or in volume to wood. And yet, when we looked at the piece of wood, when it was still wood, all of those components, the shape, the thickness, the depth, all those things came from the dirt of it. Yet when you burned it, it all went back to its earliest stage of being dirt, shehua afer, which is the ashes, hanishar acher shenifer the remainder of eshmaim ruach, which is the leftover ashes that were separated from it after you took out the fire and the water and the wind. So he says, now let's go and compare. He says, now think about this. He says, let's compare the little pile of ashes to the beautiful desk. They're incomparable. You can't compare them in any real way, right? Not in value, not in similarity. You can't compare it to the beautiful piece of wood that existed before it was burned. Even though it is it, right? Lo yibekamusa, not in its in its value. Vlo yibechusa, not in its value. Avshehu humusu, that's musa. It is it. It's the same thing. Those ashes came from that desk. Umimena desavikach, and the only way it ever came into being was from the desk. Says Avraham Avinu. Kach al derech Moshe. I want you to understand. Says Avraham Avinu. In the way of a parable. Omer Avraham Avinu al davashalom al midos ay midas hachesed. Says Avraham Avinu. I want you to know about my attribute of chesed. Va'ahava, and the love, ha'me'ira boy, that's contained in me. Umaduveshes begufe, it's contained in my body. Da'av shehihi midas ahava, it is love. V'chesed elyon, it is chesed from above. Shabbat tzilus. Ha'me'ir b'nishmasi, that's illuminating in his neshama. Shoyse me'kovel yoyna, which was ta'ka mamish, botel mevotel to the midav ahava v'kodesh baruch hu. Afal piken, says Avraham Avinu. Ataka comes from there. But after all is said and done, b'riditel lemata, when it comes down to this world, the Madrega, through all the transformations, Ein Dimyan Ve'erech Mahus or Ahava Meir Boy. You can't compare and make any similarity between the love that is contained in him, El Mahus or Ahava V'chesed Elyon Shabbat Tzilus, compared to the love as it exists above. You know what it's compared to? Elekerech. And what you can compare it to is V'dimyon mahosa ofer shenasa efer. You can compare it to dirt that becomes ashes. El mahosa v'chus k'shaya etz nechmad. To compare it to the value and the beauty of the wood when it was a beautiful piece of furniture. L'mar v'tev l'machal derech Moshe. V'yoysim is that he says. And even that, it's far greater. The distinction is much greater. The ahava of Avraham Avinu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is much greater than the distinction between the beautiful piece of furniture and the ashes. Lahavdu ba'alafim havdalis, the thousands of separations. The Torah speaks the way we can handle it. That's what Avraham Avinu was saying. And v'anoichi ofer ve'efer. Haflu v'fela. Having said that, so, in a klolas hayud sviras. So now let's talk about the 10 sviras. Shemanishma sa'odom, that are contained in the nisham of a person. Noida lakoil bederach klal. Generally, everybody knows. Sha'amidas nechlokas bederach klal lezayin midas, that the attributes are separated into 7 character traits. V'chol proti amidas sheba'odom, and all the detailed character traits that humans have, boys ma'achas mezayin hamidos, they come from one of these 7 midas. Shen shayrish kol hamidos, they are the source of all the midas. V'klolusam, and their generality, meaning they're all encompassing. Shen midas hachesed, let's analyze this. Let's talk about chesed. Chesed is lahashpia b'ligvul. Chesed is to give of oneself without limitation, without deservedness. That's chesed. Midas ha-gvura, the attribute of gvura is litzamtzem milahashpia, it's to withhold from giving. Kolkach, eshalei lahashpia, kolik or klal, it is either not to give so much or not to give at all. If that's the case, what's rachamim? Midas harachamim is lirachem amishashayich loshen rachmanas olav. Rachamim is compassion or mercy. That is to say, to have compassion for someone who the concept of mercy applies to them. That there's actually someone who evoked the mercy and is worthy of having rachmanas on. Right? V'imide mimutzas, it is a middle point ben gevura l'chesed, between the action of chesed and gevura, shila shpia l'koil, chesed is to give to anyone, gam l'mishud l'shayach l'shen rachmanos olav klal, even to someone who is completely unworthy, they have nothing to do with them. Either m'pnei she'en chaser klum, either because that person really lacks nothing and you give him anyway, and it should have been tar klal, or they're not in pain at all. Well, the fishi midah mimutzas, because it is a middle point. It's a tempered midah nikras tiferes. It is called rachamim or splendor, because it's in the middle of the road. K'may bigde tiferes al derech moshel, like clothing that are considered beautiful. Shu begad tzavua begavonim harbe, that's a garment that is colored with many a color, mi'uravim, that are mixed in it, b'derech shutiferes v'nai, in a way that's very beautiful. Masha'enke begad atzavua b'gavin echad, that's not the case with a garment that's just one color, l'shayach b'loshen tiferes, nobody says about it that it's a beautiful garment. So that's the first three midas, okay? Now, when any one of those attributes come into action, meaning, tehainu, b'shas hashpo mamish. So the chesed, gevura, tiferes are all the feelings of the desire either to give or to withhold, or to give in a case where the one is worthy of that rachmanis. But now, it comes to action, to fruition. Da'ayinu b'shas hashpa mamish, when we're ready now to give, tzorech li'yisya'etz, now we need advice. Eich la'hashpia, how do we give? B'derech shiyuchel ha'mekabel l'kabel hashpa, we have to give in such a way that, for instance, if you want to give chicken soup to somebody and you pour the chicken soup over them, it's not going to be an effective way of sharing the chicken soup, right? So it's got to be a way to give it. He says, for instance, next page, 244. Let's say you want to give wisdom, lelamda libnoi, to teach your child. If the teacher or the parent is going to teach the material as it exists in their mind, the child will never be able to receive it. He won't be able to hold on to it. You need to organize it in such a way. Each stage, each step in the correct order, ma'at ma'at, little by little. Nikras Netzach V'Hoid. These are the two midas of Netzach V'Hoid. Shem Kloyos Yoyatzes. They are referred to as the kidneys that give advice. V'gam Trein Bein HaMevashlim Hazer. They're also referred to as the testicles that finish the zera, the seed. Shiatipa HaNimshechas Me'amayach. They are the polishers of that droplet that comes from the brain. That is the wisdom hanimshach meseichel av that comes from the mind of the father. Because it will not be effective if it comes the way it is, as such a dakistic, as such a fine existence as it is in the brain. It has to be transformed from the way it appears in the mind. It's got to become a seichel that is not so refined, so that the child will be able to grasp it in his mind and in his understanding. It is mamish, just like the droplet that comes from the mind, from the brain, shudaka ma'oid ma'oid, which is very, very fine, v'nasis gasa v'chumris mamish b'kloyus, and it becomes transformed in the kidneys, v'trein bein, in the testicles, whatever you say. Okay. Now.
He's speaking of a kind of step-down process.
Right. Yeah. Now, the gam netzach v'hoi nikroim shchokim v'rechaim. Netzach v'hoi, they're also referred to as grinders. Where do you see that? The Gemara says, sheshoichakim mon l'tzadikim, they grind the mon for the tzadikim, k'mayatechen chitim v'rechaim, like a marshal of somebody who is grinding chitim, grinding wheat with a mill, al derech mashal. What does that accomplish? It takes the wheat and separates it into tiny, tiny pieces. So too, that's the mashal that the Gemara gives about the netzach v'hoid. Right? That they're toichein, that they grind mon for the tzaddikim. He says, what's the mashal? So he says, kach tzor ha'av lahaktin ha'sechel. A father's got to take an idea and minimize it, break it down to many parts. Udvar chokh m'shereitzel la'ashpil abnoi, to take those things that he wants to give to his child, u'lechalkam l'chalokim rabim, to divide them into small portions, to give him a little by little, with seichel, with advice and das. That's one explanation of netzach v'hoid. Another concept of netzach is to win, to be victorious, and to get in the way of anyone who would prevent hashpo from one to give. Again, going back to chesed and rachmim, is the urge, the need to give. Netzach v'hoid is to win over anyone who will get in the way of my giving. Okay? V'alimud mibnoi mibayis mechutz. Anybody who would get in the way. What does it mean, mibayis mechutz? Mibayis, from inside, I know this chazik negetz, midas ha'gvur v'atzimtzum. That is to win over the interest of gvura and withholding, shabav atzmai, shuhum oireres dina b'ritzayne al b'nei lema she'ein eroi l'kach. There are thoughts within the father that say, you know what, when he'll be old enough to learn himself, he'll learn himself. I don't have to be the one to give it to him. So the father has an internal voice that says, he'll do it himself. You got to win, you got to beat that. That requires netzach to win over it. Ubchinis Yisoid. What's the concept of Yisoid? Netzach Hoid Yisoid.
Well, there's chutz. The chutz, the child's limitations.
Where?
What's chutz then?
Mechutz would be any external force that would say, "Don't do it," for whatever reason. That sounds much more, that's homework or whatever might get in the way. Ubchinis Yisoid. Well, derech mashal ayiskashrus. Yisoid is always the midah of the connection. Shemikashara av sichloi b'seichel b'nei. That's where a father connects his seichel to the seichel of his child, b'shas limudei, during their learning. Limudei, you might be ahava v'rotzein, sh'roitze sh'yovin b'nai, he wants that his child should understand. U'b'ladei zeh, without the connection, even if the kid hears the words, if the kid would be hearing the words himself, he would never understand it as well as he understands it now, up to the top of Kuf Chuf Gimel. You can't compare the learning that a child will do on his own, even if he's listening to a recording of the father's voice, to the understanding that the child will have if the learning is taking place face to face. Be'ahava v'cheshek, with love and desire, she'cheshek ma'od, where the father has a burning desire, she'yovin b'noy, that his child should understand. That comes across in the interaction. That's yisoid. To the degree that the desire and the pleasure is great, to that degree will be the flow of energy and the capacity to learn. The child will be able to receive much more, and the father will be able to give much more. Because through the desire and the pleasure, there'll be a greater amount and a greater intensity of seichel barachovas hadas lahashpia v'lalamed libnoi, to want to give to his child. You can learn the parentheses if you want to go back to what he was talking about earlier. Now, v'hine midas elu, these. Maybe we should pause here and finish this up next week. I think we'll do that. So we're not going to be able to finish it all today. So now he puts it into terms of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right.